Yeah, and we're going to do it with the coach of the Wallabies. They are preparing for this game against Argentina. It's at Twickenham over there in London. We are looking forward to it. Early Sunday morning, it'll be coming through our time. He's got his few new players in the squad. Let's see how they're preparing for their test match. He's on the line from London, Michael Checker. G'day, Michael.
Hello, boys.
Yeah, we're really well. How's things in the camp? I guess that familiarity with what you did with the World Cup last year, and I think you're even staying in the same hotel, does that make you feel a bit more comfortable there in these unusual surrounds?
Yeah, well, it certainly is a bit easier than going to Mendoza or the VA with the hotel, I'd say, as well. But, Argentina decided to bring their home game here, so actually worked out well from us on the game, coming over your point of view, or same time zone as South Africa, so we're able to get straight into training the day we arrived. So, our prep's been really good, and we're looking forward to the game.
Yeah, you've debuted a lot of players in this last season. I think if the papers are correct, you had 8 new locks and 8 outside backs or wingers. That's a substantial number of players to be debuting in international rugby union.
Yeah, I think this season now we've debuted 10, right? And there could be an 11th this week. And then, we've got some... I think one of the things was that we wanted to do this year was have more depth. I think we've probably cried and moaned and whinged a bit about not having enough depth, et cetera, but we haven't really gone any type of program to build our depth as well. So some have been forced, some have been selected and planned for, and I think any of the guys that we've capped are still here with us in the squad. So I think the team that's running out to start the game this week has 9 different starters to the team that ran out here nearly a year ago in the World Cup final. There is some pain that goes with that, but at the same time, that's something I think we need to do in order to build the depth that we have. We certainly don't want them replacing our older players. We want them competing with them for the positions.
So is this your strongest 15? Would you say you're near your strongest 15, or are you still tinkering with that, Michael?
Oh, but I think we're still, well, we've got a few injuries, obviously. We're missing a fair few guys, like Pat Cochran, McMahon, Rob Horn, Kirby Beal, Polotta now. There's a bunch of injuries, but it's a great opportunity for the team that we've got here to, push. I think we've improved our games. I know we lost a game to Africa last week. It was probably the best game we played all year. We just had, we lacked the punch to finish off the tries at the end. We want to improve our attack a bit more. Our defence has been improving every week, so it's good, and I think that's the plan for this crew. With a lot of new players and a new, quite a young. I think we've got 8 or 9 in single digit test numbers. Is to continually improve and put ourselves competing against the best teams in the world, because we're playing against them all the time.
Yeah. Well, you haven't got a choice. That's who you play against. You've received support from your old foe friend Eddie Jones. In the papers here in Australia, telling you to stick with it, and you're doing the right thing. There was a war of words there a little while you played against England, but obviously you have a close bond.
Yeah, mate. I think the coaches understand the different pressures that come on at different times. At the end of the day, I'll appreciate Eddie. We've always stayed connected since playing days, etc. And he's doing a great job here. But mate, I think we've got a plan, and we really believe in what we're doing. And yeah, we want to play better footy and win all the games, obviously. But you've got to be able to try and manage both at the same time. And sometimes it doesn't always work out how you want it, but you've got to have the courage to keep going on with that plan. Not recklessly, but really plan it out and then develop that. We've got a big tour coming up at the end of the year as well, try and improve our team. And we'll have a few new recruits in there as well for that tour. So just keep building towards season upon season. So when we get to 19 and we've got the World Cup again, we're going to have a lot of resources to call on for selection.
He actually did go on to say that he wants to make sure you lose on December 3 at the end of that spring tour so he can make it 4-0 for the season. So you wouldn't be surprised by that at all, Czech, I suppose.
No, not at all.
Hey, I want to ask you about...
Go on, mate.
Sorry, Michael, I wanted to ask you about your two locks, Adam Coleman, who we spoke to earlier this week, and Rory Arnold. Adam Coleman, from what I understand and reading about and seeing him play, he's one of these rare guys. He's got the massive frame, he's got the physicality to his game, but he's a skillful player as well. Are you excited about his development?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Like, I think when I came to the Waratahs as a coach in 13, he was in the academy there, you know, and then went off to Perth and after that. And he's really grown as a person as well. He's only young. He's calling the line out. Mm. So he's got guys like Dean Mum and Rob Simmons and Kane Douglas who are reporting into him on line out duty. And he's earning that respect within there as in calling the line outs. And he's quite athletic and quite physical. And we need that. You know what I mean? We want to create competition there, you know. So the two locks that played in the World Cup final are now either on the bench or out of the 23, and we've got two young locks in there that are, you know, pushing their way through, and we still want the other guys to compete with them. So we've got five or six going hard at it for selection in the end, and that's the idea. But Coleman, he's paving his own way, and we want to help him continue to do that. Still got a few things he's got to polish off, but a great start to his career so far.
Yeah.
So.
As we said, we take on the Pumas on the weekend. What's one area of improvement you want to see?
Mate, I think a little bit more on our ball security. When we played them in Perth, we scored three tries the first 15 minutes. Dominated the game. We scored five tries in that game. But there was a long patch of play where they dominated the ball. We had to tackle a lot.
Yeah.
And that was probably good for us at the time. But we want to bring more continuity to our attacking game. I thought in the England series in June, we attacked quite well, you know, and maybe our defence let us down. And against New Zealand, we weren't effective in either area, to be honest. Like, I think in the second game against New Zealand, our defence was good. Our attack's starting to come on a bit now over the games, South Africa, Argentina, again against South Africa last week. And that comes also with the playmakers playing together, like Cooper hasn't played a lot in this system, and it takes a bit of time. And Boley, of course, playing 12, never played before at 12, so he's just been, you know, he's jettisoned in there at test level. And sure. They're starting to get that combination together and setting up the forwards a bit more to play football together.
Yeah. Is it strange, because Will Genier and Quade Cooper played a lot of football together, is it surprise you a little bit that it's taking a time to get that further combination? I know Foley's in the mix there at 12 as well.
Yeah, mate, I don't think it's as much their combination. I think it's about the shape of play that we like, how we set our forwards up, and, you know, maybe not going for killer punch every time, you know, which is we like to build our game a bit more than try and go for, you know, a knockout every single play, you know. So that's a change for Quade, and I think he's really adapting to it nicely, but it does take time like this. And you're used to playing a certain way for a long time, and you're told we're going to play this way and everyone's going to play this way, and you've got to just keep working at it. But I think it is. I've seen it appearing more and more over the last three games, and I expect it to be more prominent in this game, and that will lead us into the game against New Zealand the week after or 2 weeks after, and then back for the five matches on the tour here.
Check, we wish you good luck on the weekend over there in Twickenham. It's an odd sound of saying that when you're playing against the Argentinian
Pumas.
Team, the Pumas. But good luck, all the best, and we'll hope to speak to you again soon.
Thanks, boys. Can we just say also to the Wilson family, on behalf of everyone and the Wallabies and over here, very, very sad news, and we pay our condolences.
Well said,
well
Check.
Well said. Thank you, mate.
Appreciate that.
Good luck on the weekend. The Aussies, $1.38. Argentina, $3 in that match. So the Aussies looking for a big victory over there. And what's been a difficult campaign, I think, is probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, up and down.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Obviously looking to beat the Pumas over there in Twickenham.